So Stoner Cody and I made a date to meet one weekend. We had talked on, we initially met through a phone chat site, and we exchanged phone numbers, and we had talked quite a bit, and he invited me to come up to his parents' place, which is where he lived. He lived in a converted barn on his parents' property, about 45 miles away from where I lived at the time. And initially, I was going to cancel the date because I had just started a brand new job, and my check wasn't for as much as I thought it was going to be. So I called him and I was like, you know, Cody, maybe we can do this some other time. And he's like, no, come on up. I'll take care of you. So I made that trip with very little money. I actually put the little bit of money I had left in my gas tank, and I still ended up showing up at his place with my low fuel light on. And he was standing at the edge of the driveway, and he immediately gets in my car and goes, can you drive me somewhere? I need to run an errand. And I was like, oh, okay. And so we drive back into town, which I was kind of thankful for, because as soon as I got off the interstate to try to find his place, I lost a signal on my cell phone. So I thought that, you know, he was going to take me somewhere nice, like in the major city near where he lived, and we were going to have our date there. But what I later found out, what I would soon find out, was that he was taking me somewhere so he could buy more pot to smoke. And we actually ended up smoking one joint in my car at the place where he bought the pot from the guy. And then that guy got out, and he and I drove back to his parents' place in the cell phone dead zone. And he invited me in, and he showed me his place, his nice converted barn on his parents' property. And we're sitting there, and because it was 2 days before his 25th birthday, his mom had bought him two big bottles of Heineken, and he decided to share. And so we were drinking, and we were stoned, and things started